One of the reasons that the program was started was that, you know, many parents were looking outside of the school nurse because some school nurses were not confident in the care that they were providing, and that increased the parents' anxiety. So the HANDS program that NASN put together was to elevate that education level of the nurse to the point where they felt confident that they could provide the care for children in school. And the next presentation is by Kathy Patrick, who is going to be presenting on Colorado Kids with Diabetes website.
Well, I've talked a little bit about the website, or the forums. You know, we, as part of the collaborative, one of the task groups really looked at what are the forms that were out there and how could we standardize them across the state. And so then we had all these forms, and we had no place to make sure that they got to all the school nurses. So we developed a website. It is ColoradoKidsWithDiabetes.org. We have it linked to various partners have linked it to from their site. We have it from the Department of Education on the school nurse website. We have a link so nurses can go there, click on diabetes, and it'll take them to the website. And this is what the homepage looks like. It has a little information about the collaborative, and then we have different places that the nurse or parent or interested party can go with all sorts of information. For example, we have the state guidelines established and on the site. Then we have the school nurse toolkit. And what is that is the healthcare plans are on there, the healthcare provider orders are on there, independent management contracts are on the site. So when a school nurse has a child that comes to school and with diabetes and she needs a certain form, she can just go onto the website and open it up, and it's all, she can actually enter information onto it. Doesn't have to be written onto it. It can actually electronically, they can put all the information in there. One of the things that we changed here in Colorado is the nurse used to have the health care plan, and then they'd send it back to the doctor, and then the doctor would look at it and sign it and send it back and with changes, and then it would go back a few times. What we decided to do is we have a one-page health care provider order. Barbara Davis, in fact, has put it on their electronic record, so when the child comes in for their visit, the health care provider order comes, it self-populates the information, the demographics. They put in the blood sugar ranges, the insulin orders, the blood sugar correction, print it out, give it to the parent, and then they bring it to school. And then the nurse sits down with the parent, pulls out the health care plan, and says, okay, let's do the health care plan from these orders. It doesn't have to go back to the doctor, and which was always very difficult because some of the care plans are, especially for a pump, are like 5 pages, and the healthcare provider is going, I can't read these. I don't have time to go through and make sure that everything's in here. So we in fact, one thing we did instituted last year, and it's starting to gain control, is that the parent is given the healthcare provider orders, and while they're at their visit, they get a huge envelope, and it has in huge red letters, this is important information for your school nurse. Please take it, to her the first day of school. Because what happens is they leave their appointment and they have, a dozen or more, papers from the different providers that they've had contact with, and then it goes onto a pile and it gets lost. And then the nurse is calling the healthcare provider for the orders, and it just delays things. So the nurses, the diabetes resource nurses, said that they've, have gotten communication where schools are starting to see them and parents are starting to utilize them. So we're kind of excited, small steps. So this is the one-page healthcare provider order. Like I said, Barbara Davis has it in their electronic records, so everything can self-populate, and they can easily provide those orders, sign them, and the parent leaves with the orders for the school. We also have a section on student self-care, and we ask the parent and the physician and the nurse to kind of decide where the child is in terms of their own self-management. Another part of the website, we have training and delegation documents. As I said, here in Colorado, we do allow delegation, so nurses were very uncomfortable because how do I document it? How do I make sure that I've done the training correctly, that the person is capable? And so We have a group of nurses that are out of Children's Hospital that have been great at making forms and the checklists, and so they were great at creating some of these for us. Again, you know, there's hypoglycemia skills checklist, you know, glucagon, insulin pen, insulin pump. These are all skill checklists that when you sit down with the unlicensed person in the school, you can go through, document each step. You take out the gloves, you get out the healthcare plan, you make sure that it's current, so it really is very detailed so that, again, the nurse is able to confidently train and then document the skills or the task that the unlicensed person is going to be doing. We also added some additional internet resources for the school nurse. It has the link to the NDEP guidelines, the American Diabetes Association, Barbara Davis Center, they have a website, just kind of places that additional information that school nurses might need. The American Diabetes Association has a great training program called Diabetes Care Tasks. Is that the one with Key Personnel Need to Know? That's it. And then actually it's a CD, not only a CD, but a DVD. The CD has all sorts of PowerPoints so that when you're training staff on diabetes in general, you know, hypoglycemia, hyperglycemia, it has a great PowerPoint. And then they actually have a DVD with kind of small snippets so that when you're training staff, you know, you can use the PowerPoint, but also show them some videos. So we have that all really at the nurse's fingertips that they can find. We also recognize that the parents have a huge part in this, and so we have a family toolkit, information on, you know, before you begin a new school year, you know, explaining to parents that, you know, what they should expect when that first day, how they should approach the teacher, what kind of things, supplies should they have at school. Parent letter to the teacher, letting them, you know, the teacher, again, that before that first day, know that the child has diabetes. And one of the parents just love this. This document, it visually shows, you know, high and low blood sugar, and so that the parent again provides that to the teacher, and they can put that in the classroom as kind of a visual as to what they should be looking for either one, because I know staff always confuse, now what's high blood sugar, what's low blood sugar. The information about field trips or parties and snacks, or what are the developmental stages that kids will go through, and how soon can you expect them to managing their own diabetes. So again, all sorts of resources for parents. We list all our diabetes resource nurses and their phone number. Parents are welcome to call them. At first we said no, we used to have to send a referral, and the referral needed to come for the school. And we found that it was just a lot easier to just open it up, and so parents will call if the resource nurse in their area if they have a question or if they're having a challenge. Again, the nurses or administrators. The American Diabetes Association has a list of parent advocates that they've been training, and they've been very diligent to make sure that they understand the school, because the navigating the school system can be rather interesting. But they do have a special training, and they do screen their parent advocates, and we try to get the parent advocates and the diabetes resource nurses to kind of connect, especially if they're from the same area, the same district, because very often they'll be consulting, you know, at the same school or school district. And then the American Diabetes Association had a Safe at School Superstar program, and they welcomed schools to invite nominations, either from parents or school staff themselves. You know, if a school was doing an exceptional job with helping the child manage their diabetes, whether it was staff training or anything special like that, so they presented that, I think it was about a couple months ago, and the schools got a plaque, and they were very excited that they were recognized as kind of going that extra step to work with that they were really making an attempt to make kids safe, you know, and ready to learn. So any questions on the website? It's really been a great resource because when someone calls and say, have you been on the website? Have you gone on to, ColoradoKidsWithDiabetes.org. No, I haven't seen it. And so it gives parents some tools. It helps them understand, you know, in terms of the healthcare plans and such, how that all works. And the nurses have, again, easy access to the forms. And that was one of our big goals, was to standardize the forms across the state. No, no. Anyone can use them. So, yeah, we welcome anyone to, you know, because we really are very excited about what we've accomplished here in Colorado, and we're more than happy to share what we've done.